Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q2 FY 2020 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bikram. Good morning. I hope you and your loved one are safe and in good health during these challenging times. On behalf of our system, I welcome 20 earning conference call. We have senior management of our system with us in this call. We will start the call with opening remark on the performance of the company by Mr. Vicky, followed by financial overview by Mr. Nunn and business overview by Mr. Avira. Thereafter, we will have a closer statement by Mr. Vicky. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Before I hand over, let me read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainty. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undergo revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now I pass to Mr. Reki for his opening comment. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call. I pray all of you are keeping safe and your loved ones are also keeping safe and well. The pandemic has reinforced that technology forms the core of every business, whether traditional or digital. The businesses have accepted this new normal and have started exploring new products, business models to convert these challenges into opportunities. I'm extremely proud that our systems team has kept up to their commitments for efficiency and is working efficiently during these times. The company has continued the work from home guidelines to ensure the safety and health of our associates, while we continue to provide seamless services to our customers. We are working closely with our customers and other business associates to handle the challenges together. I would like to present an overview of our systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us for the first time. Our systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is spread across three continents with 16 development and service centers worldwide. Our systems delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries, technology, telecom, digital media, healthcare and life sciences, finance and insurance, and retail and e-commerce. Our deep industry domain knowledge combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, AI, mobility, IoT, RPA, and cloud help in transforming businesses in this digital age. In the second quarter of 2020, we have reported revenues of ₹210 crores, that is US$27.9 million. The year-on-year growth in rupee terms was 3.7%, and in US terms, there was a decline of 4.4%. Q2 revenue in rupees terms was benefited from the US dollar appreciation, new customer addition, and offset by delays in certain projects, ramp downs, and temporary discounts to support customers in these challenging times. However, the business environment has improved in last 2 months and we have done comparatively better than originally anticipated. Our performance on margin was much better with 11% EBITDA for the quarter. The margins were benefited by efficient work from home operations cost-saving measures, and rupee depreciation. Profit after tax was rupees 16.1 crores as against rupees 11.6 crores same quarter last year. The year-on-year growth is 39%. We served $26 million plus customers during the quarter, including four customers contributing US $3 million plus revenues. We added five key customers. Digital continues to contribute over 40% of our revenues. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 368 crores and net cash balances of rupees 235 crores to support liquidity and growth. I will now hand over to Nand Sardana, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Rekhi. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. I do hope that everybody is staying safe and adapted to this new normal. Safety of employees will be our paramount concern as we navigate these unprecedented times. The pandemic has brought interesting changes in our ways of working, and for technology company like our system, it has brought certain new opportunities along with all these challenges. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 210.4 crores or $27.9 million. Quarter-on-quarter increase of 54 basis points and year-on-year increase of 3.7% in rupee terms. Increase is primarily on account of rupee depreciation as offset by volume decline amidst this pandemic. This volume decline seems temporary as businesses have conservatively preserved cash at the start of lockdown. However, once the unlock started, along with various government stimulus, we started seeing the renewed demand, especially for digital offerings. The quarterly revenue numbers are encouraging. If we compare these numbers today with environments which was at the start of quarter two, as customers have now started taking new initiatives, we can see improved revenue in coming quarters. As Mr. Rekhi said, we have added five key wins during the quarter and our digital practice is doing well, contributing more than 40% of revenues. Getting down to gross margin, it was 35.87% in this quarter compared to 35.04% in last quarter and 34.90% in the same quarter last year. Improvement of 83 basis points resulted from efficient work from home operations, lesser travel and transport, along with rupee depreciation. This was to some extent offset by volume decline. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses decreased quarter on quarter by rupees 82 lakhs. It was rupees 52.4 lakhs in this quarter compared to rupees 53.2 crores last quarter. The decrease is mainly due to lesser sales travel and cost saving through work from home as offset by H1 visa cost. So SG&A expenses reduced 82 lakhs from 52.4 crores to 52.4 from 53.2 crores last quarter. EBITDA in this quarter was rupees 23.1 crore or $3.07 million compared to rupees 20.1 crore or $2.78 million last quarter and rupees 18.3 crore or $2.63 million in same quarter last year. As a percentage of revenues, EBITDA was 11% in this quarter compared to 9.6% last quarter and 9% in the same quarter last year. EBITDA has improved compared to last quarter as a result of efficient work from home operations, cost savings mainly in travel and rupee depreciation as I mentioned earlier. We to some extent reduced the impact of COVID-19 challenges through various cost saving measures to protect the margin. Also, rupee at present level of 75 plus is also supporting us. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 6.62 crores compared to rupees 6.57 crores last quarter and rupees 4.46 crores same quarter last year. Increase in depreciation compared to last year is due to adoption of Ind AS 116. Interest expense is rupees 1.48 crore in this quarter compared to rupees 1.26 crore last quarter. Increase in interest expense is primarily due to adoption of Ind AS 116. Other income in this quarter was positive 3.94 crores compared to negative rupees 1.21 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gain or losses. Interest income for the quarter was rupees 1.55 crores. The exchange income during the quarter is rupees 1.49 crores compared to exchange losses of rupees 3.28 crores last quarter. Exchange gains and losses are mainly due to mark-to-market gains or losses on reinstatement of outstanding forward covers. As at the end of quarter, we had total forward cover of $23.1 million. Once again, $23.1 million with average rate of 75.67 and euro cover of 3.15 million. Euro cover of 3.15 million with average rate of rupees 84.30, which has already been marked to market at closing rate of 30th June. We have consistently followed this conservative accounting instead of parking such non-cash loss in balance sheet through hedge accounting. Our tax expense was rupees 2.83 crores in this quarter as against negative rupees 1.57 crore last quarter. Our effective tax rate is low in the range of 15% primarily due to SEZ benefits and lower corporate tax rate in European and Singapore subsidiaries. Net profit after tax was rupees 16.1 crore or $2.15 million compared to rupees 9.5 crores or $1.32 million last quarter. Increase in profit after tax is due to improved operating profitability. The resultant earning per share for the quarter is rupees 1.35. Now getting down to the asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of quarter were rupees 137.8 crores compared to rupees 132.4 crores at the end of December quarter. The receivable in terms of DSO were 62 days at the end of quarter, at the end of this quarter compared to 53 days at the end of December quarter. The increased DSO is mainly due to timing reasons. Net cash balance were rupees 235 crore at the end of this quarter compared to rupees 199 crore at the end of December quarter. We have been constantly generating cash from the business. Our system shareholder fund were rupees 368 crore at the end of the quarter compared to rupees 338 crore at the end of December quarter. As Mr. Rekhi also said, we have a strong balance sheet to support liquidity and growth in these times. With that, let me hand over to Mr. Avirag for review of operation. Avirag ji.
Thank you, Nandi. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call. Hope everybody is safe and healthy in the COVID time. We have to accept the world the way it is and move forward. Would like to give you a brief flavor of our global operations. The digital transformation continued to be our focus for the key vertical that we work on, like technology, telecom, finance, insurance, healthcare, life sciences, retail, and e-commerce. Our digital transformation offering include cloud analytics to include machine learning, artificial intelligence, data speech analytics, robotics, process automation, and Salesforce. These continued to be the arrowheads for our business growth. In cloud, we work on all the leading platforms to include Amazon, Microsoft Azure, Google. We are advanced partner of Amazon and gold partner of Salesforce. We see major growth in these areas from our existing client and the new opportunity that we get. In analytics, we continue to expand our strength in machine learning and artificial intelligence, data and speech analytics, currently serving many key clients in this space. In mobility, part has been our offering for long and most of our customers use some part of the service. We work on Android, iOS, hybrid, web apps, right from enterprise to the apps all throughout. In this quarter, we have 5 key wins under product lifecycle management. One of the customers is a US-based healthcare provider that has engaged our system to revamp their revenue cycle management process using RPA solution to enhance accuracy, efficiency, and transparency in claim processing. Another customer is from Canada. A company providing banking solution has engaged our system to digitize its new existing solution. So we are moving the solution to the cloud. Another company, again from Canada, a cloud computing solution provider, has engaged RSystem to integrate its existing cloud solution with all leading mobility platforms. Another customer is again on the cloud side. Actually, we are getting many clients. The cloud side is another customer which provides insight solution, has engaged RSystem for a digital transformation to revamp their existing solution. From Singapore side, one of the largest electronic manufacturer in the world has engaged our APAC division to implement order processing, order management system using D365 Business Central and LS Retail from our Singapore company. In terms of technical headcount, marginal decline of about 100 resources from 2,452 2,335 in this quarter. Utilization in the software side, utilization increased actually from 77.9% to 78.8%. In BPO, there is a decline in utilization from 76.1% to 68.7%. On quarterly basis, by geography, North America contributes 68.3%, Europe 12.7%, Southeast Asia 16.4%, and rest of the world 2.6%. Quarterly client concentration, top 10 client contribute 29.9%, with the largest client 8.8%. With that brief, I will hand over to Mr. Reki for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhirag. Let me sum up. While deal conversions may be taking a little longer, however, starting June, we have witnessed good traction towards digital services and solutions using RPA, cloud, IoT, mobility, and analytics. We have a healthy sales pipeline as the businesses have now restarted taking new initiatives and accepting this new normal. It has surely enhanced our confidence for the second half of this year. The margins are supported by efficient work from home operations and cost saving measures. The rupee at present level is also helping our margins. The financial stimulus by various governments like USA and Singapore have supported our businesses by providing much needed liquidity. Our focused service offerings, surge in digital demand, availability of strong digital talent with strong balance sheet gives us confidence for improvement in our future performance. This will help us emerge resilient and agile in these uncertain times. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and we are now ready to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, participants may press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We have a first question from the line of Mohan Krishnaswamy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so congrats on excellent execution in a tough quarter. I had a couple of basic questions. One, there seems to be some borrowings which have been created this quarter of some small amount. Quite curious to know, is this related to the financing scheme in some of the geographies? How would the accounting happen? Would you have to repay the money or what? How should we understand that?
Mr. Krishnaswamy, there is a stimulus given by US government.
Correct.
So that stimulus is actually a loan. However, there are certain conditions. If you fulfill those conditions, that loan is forgiven. We received the stimulus in May. And we are allowed to spend that money in 24 weeks, that is close to 5 months, five and a half months. So what will happen is that once the money is spent, so we will apply for forgiveness to US government We are quite hopeful that we will get this forgiveness 100% or maybe 75%, 80%, 90%. We don't know, but we will apply for 100%. So till that forgiveness is applied, so that amount is appearing as a loan and netted off from our cash and bank balances.
Sure, sure.
So as soon as we get the forgiveness, that will become probably part of income. So the exact accounting we need to check with our auditors, but that is the answer to your question.
So the amount I think is 22.558 crores.
It's close to $3 million.
Right. That's what it's there in the cash flows. Sure.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And in other large company calls, we keep hearing that there is a lot of efforts of vendor consolidation by corporates for clubbing work into all the services, including digital and automation. So how does that play out for us? Any macro ideas on that?
Well, Avirakji, you may like to take it up, please.
Sure, Nanji. You know, obviously some companies do consolidation and as a result, sometimes we get benefited and sometimes we get affected. So far, you know, in this quarter or this year, I will say, we do not have any impact of any vendor consolidation in our any of our clients. In fact, one of the largest telecom company that we work, our business has grown as a result of consolidation there. So we do not see any negative impact right now, and it is working for us so far.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay, that's useful. Thanks, thanks, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Rajesh Gupta from SBI Cap. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. Sir, last time in your conference call, you said that probably, you know, the existing clients are now, you are basically witnessing the price renegotiation because of the pandemic. So have you seen the prices being cut for the new contract or existing contract, etc.?
No, Rajesh, what happened was when this pandemic started, like late March and early April, people and including our customer, they were scared. So few of our customer asked for, you know, some ramp down, some temporary discounts. So what we did, we based on, you know, case to case basis, we allowed some price discount for, you know, 3 months, the maximum we allowed was for 6 months. So that has happened. We did not renegotiate the rates. Rather, we told them that we are with you, we are your partners, and we equally understand your concern. So we allowed some kind of a price discount to at least, I would say, 6 or 7 customers, some for 3 months, some for 6 months. And now 3 months have already passed. So some of the customers have already availed it and are back to now the original price. Some still have 2-3 months to kind of go on, but it's a normal business transaction, and you know, we keep on, we want to be partnered with our customers. So there is definitely some impact of this in our numbers, but that impact, some impact may also come in Q3, but it's not a very huge amount, to be honest with you.
Okay, and sir, you discussed about digital transformation. What kind of percentage, what percentage of revenue you expect to be really in next 4-5 years? Can you give some roadmap for that how digital is going to really play an important role going ahead? And I suppose that margin in that segment is quite on a higher side. I asked this question in the previous call also. So where you see this digital revenue is going ahead, you know, in next 4-5 years? Can you give some roadmap for that?
Avirakji.
Yeah, so just to give you, the cloud is integral part of, you know, any technical work, any IT work that is happening. Lot of clients have already, or lot of IT companies have already either moved to cloud or moving or planning. So the landscape going forward, the growth will come from all this digital offering, which will include cloud, RPAs, and ML AI. Next few years, this is the growth I think the industry is going to witness. So I think we will continue to grow in this area. We are building higher capacities, and you know, obviously this is helping us to win more contracts and gain more confidence from our existing clients.
Okay.
And it adds 40%, more than 40% revenue comes from digital as of now, just to add.
Okay, sir, 40% revenue from digital, but still margin is nowhere comparable to the other big players. So where you see the margin? I think a 12% margin for this current quarter, still I think in a low, say, double digit. So where you see the margin heading towards in spite of having a good business from digital segment?
Rajesh, you have to look at from a history point of view. You see, if you see just 6-7 quarters or 8 quarters before, we were close to 6-7% EBITDA, and this quarter we have reported 11% EBITDA. So there are some cost saving measures also. See, the digital rates are much better than the traditional product engineering business, but the cost, like the employees are also, who exactly work on digital, are also expensive. But overall the margins are better. So we have improved over a period, and we will improve as the portion of the digital increases in our overall revenue. The margins will be towards improvement. So that will happen over a period of time.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir. To ask a question, participants may press star 1. We have next question from the line of Manish Shah from Vajani Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. This is Manish from Vajani Securities. My question is regarding work from home. So how do you see this going forward, considering that you have done a lot of cost saving due to work from home in terms of, I think, rent and transportation? And what percentage of your employees are currently working from home? And how do you see this trend moving forward?
So, Manish, see, we had no option. When the lockdown started, we had no option to move work from home. In fact, we anticipated that well ahead of time, and within a week, we had already started before the lockdown started, and within the next 2-3 days of lockdown, whole of the company was moved to work from home. And as of now, I would say 97-98% employees are working from home. So as of now, this is a new normal. You know, if you see that our biggest development center is Noida, and the cases are kind of on rise. So in Delhi, the cases are reducing. As of now, it seems that at least next 1 or 2 months, it's not possible to move on to office. But as soon as the situation improves, we want to get back to office. Or maybe what will happen is that maybe 50% office, 50% work from home, or some proportion. But I think work from home to some extent will continue. And coming on to the cost saving, definitely that, because of this thing, you know, there are savings on cost on rentals. Rental saving, whatever was to happen has happened, but now it's very small saving. But the travel saving is huge, actually. Transportation saving is huge, actually. So we have, like other peers in the industry, saved on travel and transport. So to some extent, I think this saving will continue, even if we start kind of getting 50% from office and 50% from work from home. So I think some new normal will come where, that much traveling may not be required. But I think let's see how the things evolve over next, quarter or so.
And how are clients taking this? There's no choice, but even future they'll accept this?
See, as of now, the clients are fully supportive. I think I would say at least 99% of clients have no objection to this, because, if most of our business comes from either US or Europe, and they are also working from home. So as of now, as I said, 99% customer has no objection, and they are fine with that. How things evolve, I think we have to wait and watch.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Reminder to participants, to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your touchtone phone now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star one. We have next question from the line of Jagdishwar Topo from Japa Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations to the management team and all the workers for the good performance, in a difficult situation. I have two questions. First of all, I want to know how are you contributing financially or otherwise for this COVID-related, issues in our neighborhood or in our around the world. Any financial contribution or I did not see any of these in the press release or the annual report.
So, Mr. Jagdishwar, as a part of CSR, we have, planned our CSR contribution in accordance with government guidelines. So what we did, some portion of CSR, we have contributed towards COVID. So we have contributed for PPE kits, we have contributed for food and clothing. We have done that. To be honest with you, we don't want to advertise too much on this, but as a part of our CSR and part of, helping the community, we have done that.
Okay, that's great, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. And my second question is with respect to, the distribution of the profits, historically when I see, there were dividend and followed by that, there were buyback. But there is no clear cut pattern because there may be, taxation rules and all those things. Plus, one of the factor was also, we were looking for acquiring inorganic, growth opportunities. But our cash on the balance sheet is increasing. And as you said in your presentation also, you are very confident of, cash flow generation. So do we have any, target in mind or policy in place to allocate, let's say, 100 rupees generated is spent for, let's say, dividend or buyback, or dividend and buyback for the investors and balances for growth, internal, as well as, inorganic. So that number I'm looking at, I want to understand what's in the mind of the management in terms of distribution. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Jagdishwar, as any public company, we have, our internal policies for distribution of, profit to shareholders, and we have been doing that. So between dividend buyback, we keep on, depending upon how the taxation rules are, we keep on shifting that also, what is most friendly for the shareholders. We did a dividend of, in January we had announced a dividend, right now we are in August. So I think if you see past at least one or two times either dividend or buyback we have done. So that is in the mind. So that I think board will be considering that maybe next quarter, in the next meeting or so, but I can't make any statement on that. And between the shareholder distribution and growth, that is always a policy. We also have internal policy for that. And as you said that we have now sufficient cash, we are actively looking for inorganic growth also. So we are looking at any point of time, we have one or two companies. But I tell you, we need to be very careful. And especially in this pandemic time when it is hard to travel and hard to kind of microscopically look at the companies. We want to be cautious here, but believe you me, we are seriously looking at these opportunities, and we keep on looking at company where we get better clients, better capabilities. There are two things we look at: good clients and capabilities. So whenever in digital space, in our space where we want to expand, so whenever we get this kind of opportunity. To be honest with you, we have not as such earmarked that we will spend, let's say, 100 crore or 50 crore. It will depend upon the kind of opportunity. In addition to that, we have been investing heavily in our organic growth. We have been hiring, sales guys. We have been investing, we are hiring the subject matter, experts. So both organically and inorganically, we want to grow. And unfortunately, this year, I'm not sure how much we will grow. But if you see last 2-3 years, we have been growing between 12 to 15% organically also. So this year has been a challenge because of COVID, but still we will we feel that maybe some kind of a growth we will try to achieve. But all these points, you know, dividend, buyback, organic, inorganic, I think we keep on internally discussing in all the board meeting and our senior management meetings.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And my best wishes to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star one. Your next question from the line of Praveen Kumar from Maitri Kiran Incorporation. Please go ahead.
Sir, how do you see after the pandemic, are you any servicing any airline industry for their back end or anything like that? Do you have any clients in the airline industry?
No, we do not have client. I don't think we have, Abhidhakji, we do not have any client on airline industry, right?
We do not have any airline or even portal.
Yeah, we do not have.
Somehow we have been lucky not having any clients, I guess.
We are lucky to have not any client in airline. We have small exposure to hotels, small exposure, but okay. That too is very not more than 1%. So very little. Yeah.
What about telecom, sir? What do you?
Oh yeah, telecom. Yes, 30%. Let me tell you, 30% of business. 30% of business comes out of telecom. More than 30% of business comes out of telecom, and that business is going very well. Abhilakji, why don't you tell how the telecom is performing, please?
You know, a few sectors including telecom, healthcare, these are growing. Again, some of the banking clients where they do the loans and credit card, that business is growing. And we are operating in all the three areas. So telecom business is actually growing for us. Our leading customer, we have grown quite a lot actually this year, who is also our number one client. So telecom is actually worldwide, this business is growing because of, you know, people need infrastructure, the internet, the phone, connectivity is more needed. So this is actually the growing segment right now. Telecom, healthcare is again growing. And we operate in both of them.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Praveen, do you have any further questions?
Thank you, sir. Nothing. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I'd now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Reki Singh for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I want to thank everybody who have joined us in this conference call and supported us. And I once again pray that all of you remain safe and we come out successful out of this pandemic that is upon us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.